There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
If you're seriously hurt in an accident, you'll want all the money you deserve. That's called justice. But there wouldn't be lawyers if justice was easy. No, justice is not easy. It's fought for and it's won. At Brown & Crouppen, we fight for justice every day. If you want some, call 222-2222. Because at Brown & Crouppen, justice is our business.
The Appliance Discounters has done it again. The only appliance store in the area to offer free replacement installation on Bosch built-in appliances, the finest that money can buy. Come into any of our six showrooms and choose any Bosch built-in appliance, and the replacement installation is on us. You can also receive a rebate of 10% back on your selection of three or more Bosch quality appliances. Highest quality, lowest price, 10% back, free installation. Visit one of our six showrooms now open in Concord Plaza Shopping Center or visit theappliancediscounters.com.
Good evening, St. Louis. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After TMA Live, brought to you by Bud Select, live from Hot Shots on Dorset. Heard it. Oh, Doug Vaughn, Jay Randolph Jr., Iggy, the Peoria Plowboy, Gangsta Pete, and me, I'm Andy Hanselman, with special guest AVN winner Dillian Harper. Broadcasting through the Johnny Londoff Chevrolet Studios on 590 The Fan and inside STL.com.
707 in St. Louis. You're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and inside STL.com, live from the Johnny Londoff Chevrolet Studios. Doug, it's TMA Live. Yes. Jack.
Yeah, it is. Well, I won't be much good to you.
What?
So why don't you just go ahead and carry the show?
What's wrong?
What's the problem? Jennings
is here.
I've
been working all day. Yeah, are you kidding me? At my age, I can't work all day.
No, no. Probably not.
But there are so many things to be excited about tonight. First and foremost, ladies and gentlemen, Dillian Harper is here. It's unbelievable, Jay. You said it wouldn't happen.
No, I'm very. This is a big night.
Dillian Harper is here at Hot Shots on Dorset. It's Iggy's birthday party tonight.
Iggy!
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
It's unbelievable. Like Tiger Woods. 97. Kind of 2000 also, but 97.
Happy 80th to the Angry Man.
And it's the 15th anniversary of the Morning Grind / Morning After Jennings. Wow. 15 years. Doug says, let's do 15 more. Doug says, let's do 15 more.
I mean, it took 15 years to get Frank Ernst to come, and he's
here.
Ernst is here.
Oh, there he is. We got him for 15 years. But Dillian, welcome to St. Louis. Everyone is so happy to see you. Have you been to our fair city before?
No, never. I'm only like traveled through it.
Really?
Yeah.
And so Jay says you are listed as from Jupiter, but not from.
She's
Jupiter.
Listed as born in Jupiter.
Born in Jupiter.
But we learned when we got to interview the fantastic Dillian last week that she now resides in. She's got a friend in Penn. She lives in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, I see. So you're here this weekend, and everybody can come and see you at the Hustler Club in Washington Park, Illinois.
Yeah, definitely. Come out and enjoy the fun. I'm actually going to be playing my first song live, and you guys get to see me perform it and dance.
You perform, and Jay, guitar is here.
So I did a little show prep.
Hey.
I watched some video of Dillian, some actual interviews.
Interviews, you weren't pleasuring.
And she talked about,
heaven's sake.
Somebody asked her, what are you good at off the set? And she paused for a moment, or what do you like to do off the set? And she said she likes to play the guitar. So I put on the fan page, does anybody have a guitar to bring up? Maybe we could get Dillian to play the guitar.
Wow, sure. Wow.
But I don't know. Wow. She seems a little shy.
I knew I should have never said that.
You should have never said that.
What do you like to play? What do you like to play? Acoustic. Clapton, Tears in Heaven.
See, I like to write my own songs. So, hey, see, that's why I'm not playing.
But don't you have, like, some kind of new song? Iggy's been excited about that, right? like some kind of...
What is the new song? Explain. We're not able to necessarily play it.
Is it vulgar? Can the kids not hear?
It depends what you think vulgar is.
I'm pretty liberal on that.
You might think it's vulgar.
Well, no, it's called Porn Star, and right. It's more of like a, you know, club song, like pop.
Doug,
like,
have you heard it? It's called Porn Star.
Sounds like something that would be on her Christmas album.
Right. That's so, the next song.
But Jennings brought the guitar. It's right over there to the left.
I didn't bring the guitar. Oh, Peter Ross brought the guitar.
Oh, is that right? Thank you, Peter.
Shout out to Peter.
Yeah. Would you like to play a tune? You know, it is Iggy's birthday. Iggy's right behind you.
Can you play Happy Birthday?
Wow, Jennings.
Can you play the guitar, Dylan?
You know what, Iggy? I'll play for you at your house. How about that?
Whoa. Dillian's going to the house. Dillian's going to the house.
Now.
Dillian's going to the house.
Now.
And that's a liberal definition of the word house.
Now the online ticket sales for the post party just skyrocketed.
Yeah. Now, what is... I've been in the Hamptons for 2 weeks, so I'm not familiar, but I've heard a lot about this party.
Oh, it's a
house.
Huge party. It's the biggest party he's ever thrown. It's the Strode.
Are you going?
The Strode Summer Smorgasbord is what he's playing.
Oh, I like alliteration.
He's been cooking all day. He's planning on like 400 people there. And we've asked the Houston Astros.
I thought it was 12.
The Astros are covering.
But they've been asked to bring a covered dish.
Iggy, I thought it was 12.
Iggy, ladies and gentlemen, Iggy on his birthday.
On his birthday.
He's still here. Unbelievable.
I have seating for eight.
Seating for eight?
Eight.
Eight.
Doug.
But everyone's welcome.
Well, yeah, you started all of this. You invited the entire listening audience.
Well, how are you going to tell people?
I'm getting texts from people I don't even know. I'm bringing some brisket. Is that okay?
That's fine. No. You're going to need a lot if you're going to feed 400.
Well, I've already said, I did a Facebook Live today.
Yeah.
There's a big field. By the patio. You can all go out there.
Oh, nice.
There's Big Fest.
Select seating. Jay, Pete, Clousy, I know you won't come.
What makes you say that?
You're invited.
Anna Marie's actually
here. Anna Marie would go and share the wine you guys got me for my birthday. I appreciate that. But I know you don't like going out. I don't blame you. Either do I.
No, I really legitimately would like to come tonight.
Then you have a seat. Anna Marie has a seat. Dillian has a seat.
Doug, are you going?
Leo has a seat.
Well, not if I don't get a seat.
Everybody else is out in the pasture.
Leo.
Dillian's friend.
Her guy.
Assistant. Leo.
Friend.
You'll meet Leo eventually.
The tables are set up. The buffet area is ready to go.
No, there's nothing out there. There's grass.
I got the Bucks Hope. He's right behind me.
There are people already waiting there. It says on the internet that they're already lined up.
I got valet parking. They're just parking. They're taking them to the patio.
You have a valet service this evening.
So I'll say it right now.
What do you have?
I can't just go person to person. Anybody that wants to come by the patio is invited.
Oh, my.
Sure.
But you're all out in the grass.
The grass.
I mean, you can come by and say hi to Dillian and Jay, but you're out in the grass. The patio is reserved. And there'll be no using of my bathroom either.
Oh, come on. You got to open up the bathroom.
You're not opening up your restroom
facilities.
There's
plenty of bushes.
He's already made that very clear. Not many go inside.
I'll say this again. The people that have a chair on the patio, open house.
Yep.
So I can't use the restroom.
You can, yes.
It's great.
Yeah, you
on the patio.
Where is the lemon
going? The people in the pasture, just stay out there and use the bush.
Now, how do your neighbors feel about this, in particular the Asian Americans who you use an unfortunate slur for that is outdated when discussing? How do they feel?
They moved out.
Oh, they moved out. They're good. What about the rest of the people? Because I would imagine this is going to be a lot.
The lesbians have moved out, too.
Oh, no.
The lesbians are gone.
I hoping they'd be there.
I have a couple upstairs.
Lesbian couple upstairs?
But they're not as...
Did you ever hear them trip?
They're two. They're a couple I don't really wouldn't want to watch.
Dillian, what do you think about that tripping? Doug wanted to know.
We've had a lot of adult film stars say
on the show,
just the thing they make us do.
Yeah, like the directors will go, okay, now it's time for you guys to trib. And everybody goes, not the tribbing thing, because you really don't enjoy it. Tell me you enjoy it. Tell me, please, you enjoy it.
I love it.
Yes! I knew it!
You may not know this, but St. Louis is known as Trib City.
It is indeed.
It is not.
It's the Mountain City.
It's the Mountain City.
Vin Scully said it. They're going wild. The Trib City. After the Matt Adams home run off Kershaw was a whole thing.
Not what he said at all.
Dillian, so you're performing on Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
But you will be at Iggy's tonight.
Tonight.
And you are going to perform Happy Birthday on the guitar at Iggy's apartment.
Personally to him, yes.
Wow.
How many of you are planning on going to Iggy's by applause?
What?
Doug, this sounds like a lot of people.
Everybody's going.
I don't even know where it is.
Well, he can handle a lot more than it's just here.
Stop, Doug. Stop.
Well, I'm looking forward to this. Anna Marie, are we in? We're in. She legitimately brought a bottle of wine for him. And I don't even know if he drinks wine. I think he does. I know he eats Dover Sole.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he's not a Hoosier. Right. Exactly right. Dillian Jennings is excited to talk with you. He has a few questions for you. But he also...
She knows.
Oh, she's already been briefed. You've already been briefed?
We asked her. That we explained
she
to her
boobs
that,
galore.
That we explained to her that I had a mild fondness
almost
for ladies' feet.
Not even worth mentioning.
It really is.
So mild
people show up at the golf course and they say, "You look feet, guys." I said, "Not really."
No, you do it for the listener.
I do. I've always done it for the listener. We've done it for
then
a long time.
Then I move on to the jugs.
I don't know if you're familiar with some of the girls back in the day, like Seika.
Okay.
I've worked with Seika.
Okay.
You never worked with Seika, did you, Dillian?
No.
That'd be a May, December.
I bet she probably...
Yeah, January, December.
She knows one of the gals I've worked with,
Wicked
Ariana Marie.
Is really just...
You know Ariana Marie?
You know her.
Friend of the show.
Worked with Ariana Marie. We've worked with Caden.
Caden Cross.
A lot of big stars. And a lot of girls that just work at bars here in St. Louis. They
anybody
seem to be
who passes through.
So
it's hot. It really
we
is.
We ask some standard questions of these young ladies when they come in.
Lisa Ann.
Good, great friend. So I'm going to ask you just a couple of questions.
You're making me nervous.
No, it's not bad.
They're standard questions.
Sure they are.
Absolutely standard.
How could somebody make you nervous?
That's right.
Do you know when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor? Do you know what that date was? The day that'll live in infamy when the Japanese bombed the Pacific Fleet.
I don't know.
Fleet.
It's in the history show. Holy heck.
Any clue? How about a decade? What decade did the Japanese bomb? I said Japanese.
Yeah. It's very important. Yeah.
What decade do you think they bombed them?
We'll give you multiple choice. 30s, 40s,
50s.
Just
say
40s. Yes! Yes. Nice. She got it.
I like kittens and bunnies.
Is there a
Keisha
television...
Gray. You know Keisha Gray?
No, I heard it. Keisha Gray?
Yeah, Keisha Gray.
Yeah, no, yeah, I know
that was
Keisha
her.
Gray.
She was on the show. Jennings, you haven't worked with her yet, have you?
I have never worked with Keisha Gray. Willing to.
Yeah, sure.
Have you worked with her?
No, I have not.
I think she's out of the business, isn't she?
Yeah.
I mean, last time I saw you guys, Jay Randolph Jr. was sucking on my toes.
Okay. Who was that?
Probably one of the bartenders.
No, that was Kara the Lesbian.
Oh, was it right?
Kara the Lesbian.
Did you hear this evening? Yeah, I think everybody's here tonight.
Is there a television program that you are watching right now on a regular basis?
It's a great question. It's a great question.
Are you locked into a program? Do you have a show?
I do. I'm so bad with freaking titles, but there's this thing on Netflix called Something with Divorce, and it's like for like divorced women that are like...
Is it with the wonderful like, Christina Applegate?
Kind of like a Sex in the City like remake, but I love it.
Is it the Christina Applegate thing? Know what I'm talking about?
You know,
from Married with Children, Anchorman, Christine Applegate. Am I right, Christine Applegate? There's AJ Applegate. Have you worked with her?
I've worked with AJ.
Have you worked with AJ Applegate?
I've had the pleasure of her butt.
Wait a minute. What did you say?
Jay, what are you doing? Oh, you're leaning in for yourself. I thought you were leaning for her.
Pleasure of her butt.
Yeah.
Gotcha, gal. Yeah,
that's strong.
She does have a notorious butt, does she not?
Yes, she does.
And how was it?
Yummy.
So proud. Right there. Put it there. Dillian, right here.
Dillian, is it the Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce?
Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce, Dillian.
Yes,
with the great Andy.
It's with the great Lisa Edelstein, who was in House.
Yes.
And the great Janine Garofalo.
Ooh. Really? Janine Garofalo? I was wondering what happened.
Bo Garrett, Alana Ubach.
Bo Derek. She was in 10.
Bo Garrett.
Paul Adelstein, one of my favorite character actors, is also
he used to sponsor the WWE recap in 2012, if I'm not mistaken. All right, Jennings, do you have any other questions? Because this is so important.
When, and I want you to be serious.
Okay.
When was the last time you were passionately kissed?
What do you mean by that?
I mean, you were passionately kissed, your knees buckled.
Wow.
Stuff. Now, I'm not talking about on film. I want to know in your own personal life when some guy or gal put their lips on you and you just, oh, snap.
Okay, Jay.
Probably before porn.
Really?
That long?
It's been a while.
Because it's just kind of whatever.
Yeah.
I got you. That long ago.
What year are you starting porn? I don't know what year you started.
Like, I've been in for 8 years, 2012.
So you're going back 2012, 2011 before your knees buckle. Have your knees buckled in a scene?
Yeah, definitely.
And Doug and I were guessing. We both think it was Lexington Steel.
Shut up.
Thought it was a good guess as any. Doug, wouldn't you? Jay, Lexington?
Lex.
I think he played football at Syracuse.
Did he really?
Yeah, we ought to get him on the podcast.
I don't want to know about Bill Holes.
Right.
I want to know about the bus ride to the cam thing. Because I heard you talk about that, too. When you made the decision to go from doing the cam shows to taking the next step.
Well, basically, I mean, how I started out was I was camming at 19 and while I was in high school. And when my parents would go to sleep, like at night, I would get on cam and start camming.
So and I make had, a dough.
Right. Like, and
what were you making?
At Olive
Be honest
Garden
with me. What were you making? Were you making like thousands? Were you making thousands? Tens of thousands? Just hundreds? What were you doing?
Hundreds. You know, you work your name out. You're not. Yeah. You're nobody. Right. So, like, I had a guy, like, why don't you, like, try out porn or something? I'm like, well, I never really watched it. So I, like, Googled it.
She
did
had
some
never
research.
Watched porn.
You'd never watched
so
a
nerdy.
SAG film.
No, never really. No, not really.
How
never
active
was.
Had you been sexually?
It's a great question.
Hey.
It's a really nice
that's
question.
That's Iggy's question.
I was pretty sexual for my age for not, like, watching porn.
And this was in Jupiter with all the golfers.
No, it was not in Jupiter.
Hey, it was more like Naples and like
Naples.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Nice.
Miami,
there's money there too.
You know?
Absolutely,
like, money there. You're doing just fine there.
But yeah, so when he
I
said
heard
that,
her talking about riding the bus.
Within a few hours, I sent in my photos to an agency on Craigslist, which I would never recommend to everybody.
Right.
I always say don't do that. I got lucky. And pretty much within a few hours, I was, you know, on a Greyhound bus from South Florida or North Florida to South Florida. And, yeah, to go shoot my first scene the next day. So it was really
which
like.
Which company was your first scene with?
Bang Bros.
Bang Bros,
yeah,
Bang
the
Bros, Bang Bros.
We
a lot of Bang Bros fans here tonight. It's great to have the Bang Bros people here.
This is Paul Sack, big fan.
That went over well
this
with your parents.
This is Paul Sack, a big fan?
Big fan of Bang Bros.
I had no idea. Got to get her up here.
Mike wants to, if we've got a real quick moment.
Mike, go ahead.
Mike would like
now,
to
be Mike
introduced
Lee,
to Dillian.
Now, Mike Lee Dillian, I don't know if you've had a chance to meet him. I'm sure you've
he's
watched some
of
the,
fan.
The karate videos. He is dressed, I think, in,
he's got
in,
the book.
In some
hey,
kind of...
He's bright.
This is Lisa Ann's
oh,
book.
Yeah.
Looks like it's a little tattered. Looks like he may have used it.
Aw, Mike.
Says,
I
Mike,
love
I love you.
You.
Love you,
girl.
Lisa Ann. And he proposed girl. To Lisa Ann at our golf tournament. I'm sure you saw that on social media. It was a huge story.
She still hasn't pulled the trigger yet.
Right. And Lisa Ann said to Mike, and I thought this was good to set the parameters in advance, that I don't know how good of a wife I'm going to be because I have sex with a lot of different guys. But Mike, you're still okay with that, and that's wonderful. Right.
You go. You go.
Some milk.
Okay, yes, wonderful. Anything else? That was kind of a Don Rickles hit and run.
Yep.
Just boom. Right.
Hey, Doug.
Whoa.
What is it, Mike?
I drink Starbucks.
I can hardly hear you.
I drink Starbucks.
Do you really? That's good. Why do you drink that?
You might kiss my ass.
No! Oh,
put him down. Put him down.
Big Mike. Nicely done.
I happen to bring a makeshift hotshot suspension along.
I see that.
Mike Lee
has been suspended.
Taking
been
care of some housekeeping, Dillian. We'll be
his
fine.
His name is going into the makeshift suspension log here. Sorry you had to see
that.
Should
we do
that.
A
yeah,
game?
That's unfortunate.
Well,
should
hold we
on.
Do a game?
Yeah, I want to make sure that everybody knows, Jay, that it's the Appliance Discounters 7 o'clock hour.
And they are proud.
They are proud of this 7 o'clock hour. You're lighting up a heater. Now, I was under the impression that this was a non...
No, this is a smoking one.
It is.
Yes,
absolutely.
Gosh,
I walked in, and there were a bunch of guys out there enjoying darts.
Well, yeah, I looked at them. I said, you can smoke inside.
Is that right?
Yeah, thank God.
Dillian, how often do you get to be around a place where you can smoke inside? Not as often in California as you would think.
No. They'll sneak it in at Penn once in
no.
a while.
Is that right?
And then the air fucking planes have the, you know, still have the old ashtrays from like a long
yeah.
time ago. It's like, man, you used yeah. to be able to like smoke on airplanes.
Yeah. Jennings is going to enjoy a dart
is it all right
here
to have a smoke?
Huh?
Can I have a smoke?
You're good.
Yeah, she's fine with the whole thing. Well, here's what we have coming up. On the and I saw Mark Bilton is here. STL Tax Lawyer.
Where's Uncle Bilton?
Oh, he got one of the seats. He got one of the luxury suites in the back. Oh, look at this.
Bowles bringing you a beer.
Bowles just brought me a cold frosty.
He may do the floors after the show.
Thank you so much. Here's what we have coming up on the Captain's Log. I, of course, am hoping for lesbianism. I don't know if it's going to happen. It wasn't listed by Gangster Pete, but I'd like it.
But a lot of times when we do shows live, they come out.
Yeah, the lesbians come out. How into women are you?
I mean, it comes out. It comes out.
Jay, what was your read on that answer? Because I don't know what the hell.
I think when it's time, it's time.
When it's time, it's time. How many women have you been with off screen?
I don't. I lost count.
Oh, wow.
I don't count.
Would you rather be with a woman or a guy?
There's, like, I mean, it best of both depends. Worlds, you know? Like, that's what I really, really love, the boy, girl, girls. I love, like, a little
the MFF. Now, we had an old producer who said the MMF was more popular. What's your read?
The MFF.
No, MMF, like two guys and a girl.
As opposed to two gals and a guy.
I've never done the two guys.
Really?
Really, no.
Good for
no,
you.
I've never done
like on screen or off screen?
On screen or off screen.
Good
no,
for you. Right there.
Jay,
I
you're happy?
Feel like it's too, like, dominating. I don't
too
know.
Too much stuff
really?
Going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. Iggy's apartment is only a few hours away. So. All right, here's what we have coming up. We have the movie soundtrack trivia, Cardinals and Cubs tickets for July 30th on the line. Are you a fan of any baseball team, Billion?
Well, I used to play softball, but no, I don't.
Did you really?
Like...
Is that where you had your first lesbian experience? That's
right.
What I guess.
Right. That's exactly what it was.
Was it really?
The pitcher was pretty hot.
So, really? So,
yeah. She had an arm, definitely. Quite an arm.
Might be a fun sports Sunday.
I like this silly
story. Caddyshack trivia. Cardinals and Cubs tickets also for that. Who said it? A voucher for Missouri against South Carolina. What's the difference between tickets and a voucher?
We don't actually have the tickets here.
Right. We just have a voucher.
We have a promise that
right.
we get
yeah,
you the tickets.
Sure. If nobody's ranked at the time.
That's right. Ask Dillion anything. Are you up for that? I feel like that is opening up a Pandora's box.
Ask me anything?
Yeah, so you have not approved
that's your
this.
Boy Iggy came up with that.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Ask Dillion anything. Are you up for that? Because, I mean, there are a lot of people here. I mean, God, I would say, what would you say? There's at least three women out there.
No, there's about 30. I think it should be... Ladies, ask Dillion
oh,
a question.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what I think it should be. Lassie,
I think,
ask Dillion a
and
question.
And see what's doing. And then it says, and then you can see it, so you see I'm not ad-libbing. Maybe foot stuff with Dillion and Junior.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll
see how that's going. Well, Jay, how do you feel about it right
like
now?
I think Dillion, at some point, will probably put her foot up here. And I'll look at, you know, she's very big on Wiki Feet.
Yeah. Are you really?
She's got a great page on WikiFeet.
I do.
You don't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Okay.
So people take pictures of your feet and put them up?
After we interviewed Dillion, a lot of the Dillionaires, who are her fans, Doug, sent me pictures in my instant message on Facebook.
Oh, they did?
Of some of the work that Dillion has done with her feet.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Do you do a lot of foot stuff?
I didn't think so.
No,
actually.
No, she's not. It's not like she. Her, it's
I
not
said
her,
like a few.
It's not her.
Scenes,
not her niche.
But,
not her niche.
Right.
Whose mean, niche is it?
There are some gals that are better
with their legs.
Really?
Again, it's a fondness.
But I got to tell you something. That foot job seems like a whole thing, doesn't it?
Okay.
Oh, it's pretty hilarious.
Yeah,
I mean, to try to do this.
First off, I don't know how great it would be, and secondly, it seems like just a whole thing.
Watch right. your hands, lady.
You know?
I wouldn't. It's not my thing.
Right. That's not your thing. That's
no,
a surprise.
No. I mean, not even.
Really? Huh. Well, like I said, whole thing. So there it is. Plus, we have the Post presents Iggy's Drops of the Week, Iggy's Cuts of the Week, and then a Hot Shots email of the day. And, Doug, this is the game everybody wanted tickets to. Right. It's a voucher for Missouri against Troy.
That's it. Sure you're going to get tickets. Just about.
I honestly didn't even know they were playing Troy. Are we sure this is not the schedule from 2003?
You can probably just walk in the gate and let it in.
I heard somebody say the other day they ought to be 6-0 or something going to Georgia or something.
Yeah, they got to really.
You've been on Tiger Board.
No,
are you talking to Pete?
I think it was Tommy Yak.
Oh, is that right? So there it is. There's your captain's log. It seems like a Jim Dandy of the show.
I did have a question for Dillion. When she was on the air last week, she said she was going to get a pedicure in anticipation of Jennings playing with her feet. Did you get the pedicure?
No.
Oh, no.
No pedicure.
She's
no,
got
I gave myself a pedicure.
She has fine.
That works.
Dillian, it's all good. Dillian's got no problem.
And I remember you requesting red.
It's all right.
Sorry,
did you go with red? Red?
No,
what color
shiny.
Is that?
It doesn't matter.
Doug, what is that? Is that coral? Is that coral?
I don't know what color it is.
I have no idea what Anita said, but he just
who
dropped off some autographed pictures of porn stars.
Do you know these
I have
people,
no
Dillian?
Idea what it is. He just walked up mumbling
something.
Sarah Vendetta. You know Sarah Vendetta? Have you worked with her?
No, but I've been on set. So,
oh, Sarah Vendetta.
Yeah, Lena Paul, rising star in the industry.
Absolutely.
Everybody's talking about
it. She worked with our friend Gabby
I would
Carter.
Love to.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They did that butt thing.
Yes, they did.
Jessica Drake, controversial figure.
Right. No, she's a Fleshlight girl.
Of course.
Me, right?
We all do that. And then Kenzie Reeves.
No, I've never had the pleasure. I've heard great things.
They're great things. So those are our prizes for email today. This will be great.
And then, what was this little segment? Where Iggy comes by with
random
picture. What are we supposed to do?
Those are just
Iggy?
Friends of the program.
Did you bang her? Did you bang her? Did you bang
yeah, I was just,
her?
I mean, I don't even know what it was.
Pick a card. And any then, card in the deck.
And then I don't know. What is going on in front of Doug here? There's
are those medals?
Somebody put this in.
Oh, no.
What's that?
Oh,
what is this?
Is that you too?
Show Dillian what.
I brought in the latest AVN for Doug.
Give that to Kevin.
It says AVN Men, though. Is that a gay magazine? Who's Carter Dane? Do you know him?
No.
Okay, pot it down. Because they won't let us use the F word on the AM airwaves.
Oops.
They just won't.
Oops.
Iggy's giving 10 pounds to Jillian for her sake.
I thought that was funny.
Is that so? Is this a gay magazine?
I don't know.
Is that why you're not looking at it?
No, it's why I am looking at it, sister. I'm very aroused right now.
It's all fellas.
Look at that gentleman right there. Look at that gentleman right there.
Is this what the show has come to?
How about the Redbirds?
I've been away for a couple of weeks. I don't want to talk gay porn.
Doug, they're starting to get hot.
Look at that butt.
The Redbirds. Another nice W today.
All four in Pittsburgh.
I mean, these are all guys.
7 out of 8 on the road trip.
Sexy.
Tied for first with the Cubs right now.
The Landoff family has been in the car business for over 75 years. And while the vehicles have changed, their commitment to service has remained constant. Whether you visit the dealership in person or online at Landoff.com, at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, they treat you like family. That's the difference. And also the great cars and trucks they have for sale. You love the Malibu, Iggy, right? They got a Chevy Malibu with a manufacturer's suggested retail price, $24,570. That seems kind of expensive, but the Landoff price, $17,250. I myself like that Silverado. That's a beautiful truck.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you get one with the manufacturer suggested retail price.
You got a price on that?
I do. $36,525. That actually seems
right.
Like a good
yeah.
deal, though.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, those
are
nice
good.
Trucks.
No.
The Landoff price, $23,720.
Is that a typo?
No. That's actually what they're selling them for.
Really?
They don't mess around there. That's why we're big supporters of the Landoff family. Visit Johnny Landoff Chevrolet at Highway 270 and the Washington Elizabeth exit in beautiful Florissant, and shop 24/7 at Landoff.com.
If you've been hurt in a car accident or on the job anywhere in Missouri, Illinois, you know who to call. Brown and Brown. Now, this is not good for hummingbirds or wasps or anything. We're talking humans. Brown and Brown have helped thousands through injuries from car accidents to the workplace. Let Brown and Brown provide the personal attention that you need. Always remember, Brown and Brown will come to you if you can't come to them. They do have two offices, one downtown, one on the east side, but know for sure that they will come to you if you need them. They'll always put their power and resources to work for you. If you're injured at work or in an auto accident, call Brown and Brown in Missouri. You just dial all threes, 314-333-3333. Or in Illinois, you dial all eights, 618-888-8888. Someone is there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take your call. And remember, they only get paid if you collect. That's Brown and Brown. The choice of an attorney is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising.
With home buying season heating up, after you get pre-approved with Ryan Kelly, be sure to get a quote from a top agency and provider of the number one home insurer in North America. 90% of homeowners in Missouri escrow their home insurance, and with the mortgage and have no idea about what they're paying for in terms of that escrow and what they're covered for, you need to call James Carlton today and make sure your biggest asset is properly protected. The switch is easy. They do all the work for you. Just one phone call and apply online at CarltonInsurance.net. People do business with James Carlton and State Farm because they like them and they trust them. Just check them out on Google and Facebook. Make the switch to James Carlton Insurance. Great insurance from State Farm. Also, great prices. He'll save you some money. And at the same time, you'll get the best customer service in the industry from James Carlton. If your insurance costs a leg and an arm, call James Carlton State Farm.
Don't wait for that overly hot day. Don't wait for the next heat wave. If your air conditioning is maybe not functioning the way it should, beat the rush and call Design Air Heating and Cooling today to schedule your maintenance tune-up so your air conditioner is ready for more summer weather. If this is the year that you need to replace your system, Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. You've heard us say this for years. We are all customers of Design Air here. Tim, me, the cat, everyone, I think. We're all loyal Design Air customers for a reason, and that's because Seth Goldkamp takes such good care of us. They really do fantastic work. Design Air is the kind of company you can recommend to friends and family with confidence because they will take care of your stepdad real nice. Like that's what the copy says, Bob.
Oh, boy.
Design Air will take care of your stepdad real nice. Like that's why Design Air is the official air conditioning company of the morning after for an AC tune-up, a new train system, or any other heating and cooling need. Contact Design Air at designairservice.com. Whether you have a stepdad or nice or not, they will take care of you real nice like.
Put the magazine down.
I think it's a gay magazine. And somebody said right thing.
Do you get excited when a guy's got a nice butt?
Okay, gay.
I do. I love a nice ass. Yeah.
Do you really? Honestly?
I do.
Like, what does it matter, though?
I like grabbing it.
Really?
Turn her up.
Your charges have been troubled.
Dillian's been suspended.
She may not make the second hour.
Dillian's been suspended now. God bless America.
I like you.
We have gay porn up here, and we have our guest dropping the F-bomb. Really, with...
Better
with
get to a game.
No reluctance. Let's have a game, and I understand we actually have guests all ready to go. Let's start, Jennings, with Caddyshack trivia. May we have Matt Reaser and Jeff Cox. Matt Reaser and Jeff Cox.
The big boys coming up.
I know Jeff here.
Playing for wings.
There's Jeff. Is Matt here? I see Swope.
He may be out smoking grass.
Somebody's waving. There's Mark Milton.
Hello, Milton.
Uncle Milton.
Jeff's here, and by default, he will win because he's
Where's Reacher out smoking?
The other guy signs up, and then he leaves right before we have him. That's just...
Somebody go tell Reacher.
Grab Reacher.
Somebody else. Anybody else want to play?
Well, I thought you could smoke. Mike wants to play.
Mike, so. I don't think you're going to know a lot of Caddy.
Brizzy says he's coming.
He was big
he's
into Jackie out. Mason's Caddyshack,
too. Outside.
There he is. There's Matt Reacher. Yep.
Get over here.
Well, from Hot Shots on Dorset, it's time for...
Sorry to interrupt your session.
Caddyshack Trivia. Here's your host, Tim... McKernan.
Wow, I like that pause. A lot of buildup. Let me do my own sound effects.
Yeah.
Matt, hello. How are you?
Doing well. How are you, Tim?
Good. Nice to see you, sir. Jeff, hello. How are you?
Good.
Jeff, say hello to Dillian.
Hey.
Don't touch her, Matt. Don't touch her.
Sorry.
Dillian, have you ever seen Caddyshack?
No.
Really?
Do you know what it is?
Do you like your feet?
No.
It's a film.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't ask you. How do you feel about your own feet?
Okay, Jay.
But no, I want to, you like them. They're okay, right? You're not that
I'm
big of a
fan. Who's not embarrassed to show their feet?
We'll get
Come
to
on,
We'll
guys.
Get to them later. We'll get to them later.
You need to show your feet. Not yet.
Jeff and
not
Matt
yet.
Are having a conversation
we
about Dillian's
water.
All right, here's what
anyway,
we got. We have Cardinals and Cubs tickets for July 30th. We had a coin toss backstage. Jeff, you won. Question number one. Where is Danny's father going to get him a job if he doesn't go to college?
Sir, that would be the lumberyard.
That is correct, Jennings, and I am very impressed by Jeff right out of the gate.
Proud.
There was an element of confidence, Doug. Did you notice that?
Cox has probably seen this movie 150 times.
No, I'm out of my league. Check your bills, buddy.
Matt, question number two is for you. What brand of candy bar causes all the commotion in the swimming pool?
A Baby Ruth.
Wow, Jennings. Kind of a couple of three-footers. They drilled them.
Now you got something to watch tonight, Dillian.
Yep, here you go. Question number three. What name does Judge Smales give his yacht?
That would be the flying wasp.
Wow. Jay, I don't know if anybody's going to get it wrong.
I knew that one.
I'm very proud.
I knew it.
Finish this quote, Matt. Don't sell yourself short, Judge. You're a tremendous...
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Now we got to pause. Now we got to pause.
Big
Jeff knows it.
So this is a big moment in the movie.
It's a big, big, big play here.
Is it horse's ass?
No, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Cox.
Jeff.
You're a tremendous slouch.
You are correct. Wow. And here we go. We kind of got a little momentum now. 3-1 game, and the action's back on Jeff. Jeff, what do L cervix head covers look like? This is a tough one, Jennings. I didn't know this one.
Would this be iron covers?
No,
I know it.
Head covers, head covers. I'm going to put you on the clock.
I'm going to go Gophers.
No, I'm sorry, Matt.
I believe they're red and blue. Like red and blue.
Yeah, but that doesn't answer the question.
You suck.
Okay. Now Jeff's yelling at Matt, and now Jeff's yelling at Matt.
We don't have that. No, none of that.
The answer was boxing gloves.
All right.
Chance for you to cut the lead here. Who wrote and performed the soundtrack for Caddyshack?
Kenny Loggins.
That is correct, and the game is now 3-2.
Nicely done, man.
Jeff, action back on you. Who played Danny Noonan? What actor played Danny Noonan? Jeff does not know this one.
I got this one.
Some Irish dude.
I find that offensive.
That is
Irish. I'm Irish too, brother.
I find it.
How do you not know this?
If I get the nationality right, is that?
Well, he already gave it. Now these guys are yelling at each other.
You're lucky you didn't forfeit. You showed up late.
Never mind.
Just play by the rules.
I didn't know.
Something.
Jeff, 3-2-1. No, I'm sorry, Matt.
I got nothing.
Nothing. Michael O'Keefe, of course.
How could you not know Michael O'Keefe?
Irish dude. That was close.
Was that another F word?
Now we got.
Okay, good. Because I'm just so used to it at this point. Yeah. All right, number 8. What kind of ball does Ty Webb play, Matt? 3.
What kind of ball does Ty Webb?
Anything he finds.
No, I'm sorry, Jeff.
Is it a Titleist?
That is correct, and you now have a 4-2 lead.
Nice job, Jeff.
Jeff, what kind of beer does the tap in Al's golf bag dispense? 3-2.
Budweiser.
That is correct. Oh, and now it's a 5-2 lead.
I knew that.
And now, Matt, you now are what we call dormy in this contest. You have to get it, and you have to win the next 3 to 4 as a playoff. Who is the director of Caddyshack?
Harold Ramis.
That is correct.
Scroll. Nice play.
You can get a win right here, though, Jeff, if you get this one.
Thank you, sir.
Noonan.
How does Ty Webb measure himself against other golfers?
Noonan.
Oh, come on, Jeff. Come on. Jeff.
Height?
Yes!
That is correct, and Jeff has issued Caddyshack trivia and Cardinal tickets.
Nicely done.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
That's what
Matt,
the people
great
wanted.
Contest.
Sorry about that, Matt.
And right out of the gate, Jeff Cox is embracing with Matt's great competition. It's a fun competition.
Stop the humping.
Voucher for Jeff.
Any lesbianism, just to throw it out there.
I saw one or a little gal earlier. There's Mrs. Ballsack. You see that gal?
She's
right
looking
there?
For lesbianism.
She is cool. She's a mom of like three
She's
or four.
Three.
Four,
so cool.
I think.
Yeah, beautiful. It's like four. It's a whole. The whole thing's a mystery to me.
If you want to come up here and hit on Dillion. Dillion is...
That's why I think we should do Ladies Ask Dillion.
Ask Dillion anything? Up. All right. Well, I mean, Dillion, are you fine with that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
They might get a stewardess or two that wants to ask.
Of your scenes, a breakdown percentage, how many have been girl-girl, how many have been boy-girl? What do you think?
Personally.
Is it 50-50?
75-25?
I would say, because I started out with boy-girl, more boy-girl than
more
the girl-girl. But probably like 75% of like the boy-girl, rest girl-girl.
Off-air, what would the ratio be? Off-air. Doug, off-air. This is different.
Don't be honest.
No, man.
Don't lie.
Sometimes lesbians can be mean, bro. So it's
really?
Kind of
why are they mean? They use the strap on and they're too hard.
Like, I don't know. It's like hard to like go up and hit on them or like, I don't know. I have to give it to guys, man.
Really?
Like,
right.
I do have to give it to the guys.
Because they're easy.
When you try to hit on a girl or vice versa. Like,
because you don't know.
It's not that easy. Yeah, you don't know what's going to piss them off or they're just like flip out on
How do you hit on a girl? So, tell us how you hit on a girl. Yeah, because obviously a lot of the people here tonight have never done it.
I mean, I don't know. I think it's pretty crazy how women get like upset with you opening the door for them because they think you're
looking
at their ass the whole time. Like, I guess, but I don't know.
What do you think, Doug?
I haven't really thought much about this.
I haven't. I'm sorry.
Doug is such a good dude.
Be any sorrier.
You know, I haven't seen the text inbox for a couple of weeks. It's great to see it again. The top text is, if I win, who said it? Can I get a voucher for Doug's ass? Okay. And that's in the three. You can see it right
Let's
there.
Get the phone number. 3-4-5-0-7-8-6-7.
Andy, you're going to have to edit that one, too. Hey, where'd Andy go? Is he smoking now, too?
He's there. I'll just get stoned.
Oh, Dillian, do you enjoy the Chronic?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you really?
Come on. I lived in California for 7 years.
I figured
years.
As much.
I got spoiled.
Have you, okay. you met the plow? There's the plow hawk. Have you met the plow hawk? He's got the bananas shirt. I like
AKA
that.
AKA Staplo.
all right. So there it is. Caddyshack Trivia is in the books. I want to go to Ask Dillian Anything. I really kind of want to. I want this appliance discounter 7 o'clock hour. I really want to hear the
Turn
answer.
Turn it up a notch.
Yeah. I want to ratchet it up as we reach the conclusion of the 7 o'clock hour. And, Jay, you're saying it's ladies first?
Ladies first, for sure.
Ladies
Is
first.
There a lady in the building that would like to ask Jackie? Come up here.
Who's
come
Jackie?
Here, Jackie. This
Jackie.
Is my girl, Jackie.
She looks like she's having treats.
I love Jackie.
She's having treats. Eating.
Jackie, ask her a question.
Let her chew first.
Jackie's a fun gal.
Jackie's a fun gal. Iggy, guess what's going on?
Where's Jackie?
Here comes Jackie. I mean, she's
literally right
there.
Be nice to her, Iggy. She's a friend of mine.
It's time for Ask Dillian Anything. Here's your host, Doug Vaughn.
And there's a prize for this? Did I hear there's a prize?
Is there a prize?
No.
They get one of those
tickets to win prizes, and this was one of the categories.
Maybe Dillian can sign the AVM magazine.
That's not a prize.
Her name is Jackie.
Jackie, hi, Jackie. Say hi to Dillian.
Hi, Jackie.
This is great to see these two. Jackie, a huge fan, and a chance now to meet Dillian. Jackie, welcome to the dais.
Nice
it's
to
an
meet
unbelievable
you,
dais, isn't it? Yeah. Thank you so much.
You got to hold the mic a little up closer, Jackie, yep. like you do later tonight.
Okay.
Now,
whoa! Oh, my God.
No!
This was on the radio. This was on the radio.
Is it? Expect that from Rob.
Oh, wow.
Well, no, Rob got thrown.
I wanted everybody to hear you. Do you have a question for Dillian?
Easy. When's the last serious relationship you've been in?
Last serious relationship you've been in?
Great question, Jack.
That's a wonderful question.
4 months ago. So.
4 months ago.
Yeah.
How long did it last?
8 years,
eight?
Almost.
Oh, so. My God.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I'm not going to go into that.
We're not going there. You got to wait for the book.
Wow.
Yeah, right. I've got a long book for you.
How about that?
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Iggy didn't know that.
Nobody really knew.
Wow.
We're breaking stuff.
Right. Well,
great
Jackie,
question,
looks like
Jackie.
You have a,
thanks,
it looks
Jackie.
Like you have a
Hey,
follow-up.
Give it up for Jackie.
Do you have another question?
It's a dance of the living dead out there.
I'm getting a lot of texts complaining about Iggy handling the audio tonight. The people, can you guys hear the show back there?
Oh.
No, they can't hear it.
And yet. Iggy.
Well, that's
Iggy, come
it's
on
only a radio show. Why would you want to hear it?
There are a lot of complaints coming in, Doug, in the text inbox. I also just got this text.
Hey,
what
Jackie,
Mizzou fans
nice
aren't
job.
Talking about Bryant Tuna. Everyone has been about him since he signed. There's a text for the Tuna show that just came in.
The Tuna show!
What,
I love it. You know you wanted to get a
people, I, the text
hear.
Inbox, they're, the next one
they
is Doug,
hear.
You're hot. So they're either hitting on Doug or they're complaining that they can't hear.
What do I have to do with that?
Turn the sound up.
Where's Rocchio?
Andy's right
Rock?
There.
Turn it up.
I got the email about the board.
Turn the sound up.
I can hear perfectly back here with Carly.
Maybe the speakers are pointed the wrong way.
No.
You're going
you
wanna, the
you
wrong
what
way.
When I turn it up.
What does he know? He's drunk.
Where's Jay?
There's what happens
you.
When you turn it up.
What?
That's as high as we can go. It's right there.
Yeah, if everybody just wants to talk a little okay. louder into the mic. That's all
talk
can,
a little louder that. Into the mic.
I have nothing to do with it.
Marconi.
Carlos Spicy Wiener says, tell Iggy if he doesn't care about his birthday, he can upload the damn podcast. So now Carlos Spicy Wiener is unhappy about the podcast.
Well, you can get that tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock when the first segment's over.
Hey,
we are taping this. You know that, right?
Hey, Bootface, I know it's your birthday, but fix the effing audio.
Wow.
Turn up the volume, wow. you pumpkin skin troll.
Why won't
Dillian,
you fix the
look
audio?
At these texts.
I'm talking about your boy this way.
Mean spirited here.
It's like my Twitter.
God bless her.
I want the names of all these people texting you because they're not coming to the patio.
Peter Fitzinterwell.
Brentwood Forest Cabana Boy says Mr. and Mrs. Beercats can't hear, so they've transitioned to propositioning the ball sacks.
That's a good play.
Is that what's going on? I don't
I
see that. Where are they? They're over there.
I'm trying
to hook I'm trying to hook those four up.
Are you? How's that going? They're completely separated right now.
I hope good.
All right. And then Dillian liked this one because Dillian can now see the text inbox. Can I ask Doug if his areolas are bigger than Dillian's? What the hell's that mean?
Taking that question again.
That could be a suspension.
I thought we talked about that many times before.
Anybody else? Scott Trinkle, Ball Sack's wife, would you like to ask a question of Dillian? I would imagine you would.
Or just come up for me.
Jay, you have worked with her.
I've worked with her. I'm a big fan.
What about
fan
Lady
of
Bearcats? Does she have a question? Is she Lady Bearcats?
She lays low. Lays low.
Now Andy Hanselman has brought the mic to Scott's Wrinkled Ball Sack's wife. She has the microphone. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Scott's Wrinkled Ball Sack's wife.
Mrs. Ball Sack.
Mrs. Ball Sack.
What a wonderful name.
Hello. Best that you've had on camera.
Oh, Doug!
God, watch it, Saxy.
Doug.
Great question.
I shot with Mia Malkova and Danny Mountain.
How about her ass? Playground. What about her ass? What's going on there?
Right, what's going on with that? No, she takes good care of it, man.
But, I mean, do these squats really lead to bigger asses? I mean, to me, it's just like these are obviously implants, aren't they?
I don't know.
Okay,
I don't,
all right. I'm putting you on the spot. It's not fair.
Seems to do the plastic surgery. Yeah.
And it's fine.
Later,
but I mean, God, hers is so.
Hey, Doug.
I think hers is natural, though, honestly.
It's wonderful.
It's so there.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
I'm back over here, here.
Hello,
I have
Andy.
Chrissy Runner Girl with a question back here.
Oh my.
And she's in the final four of the Fan Page Club Champions.
Sure. I understand. She beat that Will Gahn.
Will Gahn. Doug, Will Gahn lost?
Will Gahn lost while Timmy was out of town.
What a shame.
He was out of town?
You were out of town.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, Chrissy, nice dress, honey.
I love you.
Yep.
It's not a dress.
I can't.
What is it? Just a top?
You got a, it's a dress.
Looks like a cami. Ask Dillian a question.
Okay, Dillian, question for you. Prettiest.
Doug, what in the hell is going on? It's an AM radio show.
It's a sports talk radio show.
Right, I have Cardinal takes. I want to talk about the deadline.
I used the medical terminology, though.
You did.
I guess voted by the fans. I guess mine was.
Oh, yours was! Congratulations! That's great!
Thank
That's
you, guys.
Great. That's great! Where was that? Was that a Gallup poll, or what was that?
It was Pornhub's first award
right?
show that
you
they did in
that,
California.
So,
I don't remember. Yeah,
What makes it so lovely?
What makes it so lovely?
Don't ask follow-up.
I didn't know this stuff.
It's perfect.
I feel like it should have been in the notes. Where's Pete? I got to yell at Pete.
It doesn't yell.
But you were talking about when Scott Trinkleball's ex-wife asked about your pleasure peak on screen, and you said Mia Malkova and Danny Mountain, and they used to be married, am I correct?
Yeah,
but
that's
no longer.
When they were married.
Oh, when they were married.
Yeah.
And so this was an MFF?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
I guess that's right.
Yeah.
Those abbreviations.
Yeah, now we're very pressed for time.
The industry doesn't even do it,
no,
but we
they
do.
Say boy, girl, girl. Right. But we say MFF. So what? Who got you there? Was it him or was it her? Or was it both of them?
Both of them.
Really?
Yeah, they team tagged me, man.
Really? And it really was good? That wasn't that you didn't fake that? That was a whole deal?
No, it was really good. I mean, we shot at like 3 a.m. in the morning, like went overtime and stayed longer because it was like so good. It felt
really
good. It was amazing.
Stayed
like, we had the
over.
Energy going,
wow.
The heat, everybody's nice, sexy, sweaty. Like all in it, so.
Great answer. Wonderful.
I have
Lady Beercats has made her way to the dais.
Hey,
Lady Beercats, Jennings.
Snapchat friend.
That's your snap.
That's
Jay Dillian Snapchats with,
snap friend.
With Lady Beercats, even though she is married to.
The big guy back there.
The gentleman who I guess
right
is.
There.
He's
right
over there.
There.
Oh,
right.
Beercats right there.
He's watching you.
Lady Beercats,
James in my top five, so we're tight.
We're good. We're good.
Yeah. Okay, I have a three-part question for you.
Oh. Doug, is that all right? Okay. Is that too many?
We're taking
too many
three
questions. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Go ahead.
So first part is, how long do you see yourself staying in the business?
Great question.
It's a great question. You're right.
I watched her today, and I wondered if she'd ever be in that MILF category. I guess I
should already kind of be there.
They're starting to do that.
What age do they do? I mean, they put you guys in the milk category like 26
way
or something.
Too early.
They turn girls into like most at like 20.
Way too early.
Because they have an older look to them.
Way too early. It's terrible.
Yeah,
it's bad.
I don't know.
I'm mad about it. I'm going to write a note.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
how long do you think you'll stay in the industry?
I don't, again, I feel like I've been asked this throughout the last 7 years of my career. I'm not looking to get out. I'm looking to, you know, like, and what I've been doing is build my brand,
it's great to
make
hear.
It bigger.
It's great to hear. That's
commitment. I'm not looking
kinda
to leave anything.
Cal Ripken, Iron Horse.
Very nice.
This is my job.
Are you making just as much for scenes in 2019 as you were in 2012? Or is it going down because of places like Pornhub and
all the
Persian Kitty?
Actually, I feel like I'm making just as much, if not more. Because,
really?
Because, like, you have more control nowadays with, like, online and stuff.
Yeah. You do the OnlyFans thing?
Yes, I do. I've been with them since day one.
Really?
And they've honestly been really good to me.
That's
so
cool. That's cool.
And I get to direct and have more control, like I said, over what I want to shoot and, like, what my fans request, like, for customs and stuff.
And who you work with and all that.
Yes, exactly.
Do you have a no list?
I've never really had a no list. I just kind of say if somebody comes, like a director wants to shoot me somebody and I don't want to shoot or I've heard bad things, like I just like
say no.
Do you have another name?
All right.
To somebody else, like I don't try to like burn bridges or say, hey, I have this person on my no list because it hurts people's feelings.
Sure.
I'm not about that. So,
Lady Bearcats, you have two more questions.
I do. So two kind of goes with three. So when you do decide to get out of the industry, do you see yourself stepping behind the scenes, like as producer, like you said, you've directed a little bit, or do you just want to ride off into the sunset and leave it all behind you?
I would love to, like, direct and mentor girls or do, like, an agency or something, you know, like, definitely behind the scenes, so.
Awesome. Well, welcome to St. Louis.
Thank you, baby.
Lady Bearcat.
Nice
Lady
job.
There's kind of a little vibe there, I
nice
thought.
Job.
I thought there was kind of a little vibe. Am I right
back
on that?
Mike,
I'm just trying to create
Mike,
stuff.
Mike keeps hitting me, so I'm just going to drink it.
Oh, my.
Oh, look at
Manny.
Madison. Fox.
But hang on.
Very special friend is made.
But I have to go to Mike Lee first because he won't stop bothering me.
I want some milk.
Oh, very nice.
Awesome. Spike,
Doug, I thought you suspended him.
I hit. Yeah, 2 days.
It's Maddie, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Plowhawks' very special friend, Madison.
Yes, sir. One of my faves.
Okay, so Dillian, girl to girl, woman to woman.
Okay.
What's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Oh.
Dog,
strawberry.
What the hell? I was right there. And then I just...
Okay.
Peaches.
I respect it.
Thank you, baby.
What'd she say?
There's some guys back here.
Oh,
go ahead and come on up here. I have the wonderful, his name is Jacob Neater.
Jacob Neater's here tonight, Doug.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello, Neatsy.
For the record, my best order I'm on camera was from Dandy Mountain as well.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
So we have that.
We don't
going.
Need it.
We're way in the back, so you may have answered this question already. But
you can't hear anything. Can you?
You can't hear a damn thing.
Not a thing.
Iggy's flirting with people the entire night.
Do we even have a speaker? Do we even have speakers here?
Oh, there's two right behind you.
And now those are the
literally
only
literally right behind.
Well, I hear them, but you can't hear any of that.
No,
thing.
There's no more. It's okay. Andy. It's from Andy's trunk. That's all we can fit in there.
So you're pretty happy you came right about now.
Yeah, it's thrilling. So you may have answered this question already. I'm not sure. But as you know, in the 80s, there was this amazing sitcom on television starring St. Louis's own Robert Guillaume. It was known as Benson. I'm sure you've heard of it.
You're pushing the microphone into your chin.
Bob Guillaume.
Robert
was,
Guillaume.
Was the actor.
Benson.
I call him Bob.
You call him Bob.
Bob Guillaume was the actor. In a show called Benson, which was a spinoff of Soap.
She knows.
Right, where Billy Crystal went smooching with the boys.
That's right.
Everybody knows this. So the question is, the controversy has just persisted through the decades. And the question for you tonight, did Benson Dubois become governor in the final episode of Benson or not? Your thoughts?
Yeah.
Yep. It is.
I thought that too.
Yep.
It was open-ended, though. Like
answer,
a lot of other people have questions. Biff has a question. That's great. Good to see you, Biff.
Hi, it's Biff, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, Biff.
Hello, Biff. Just back from Italy.
Oh, you were in Italy, Biff?
Oh, sure he was.
Yeah, I just got back. Yeah.
Welcome back.
I was there for a week. Goldfinger's son got married.
No, that right?
Goldfinger's son got married in Italy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he spent about $500,000 on
sure,
the
why wouldn't you?
Did he really?
That's perfect. A true story. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Did he fly you out there?
Of course.
Would he like to buy an 18-hole golf course?
Hey, Dillian, so I'm Iggy's sidekick. I helped interview you the last couple of years. Yeah, I think you're beautiful.
Thank you.
Nice. Very nice.
I have a few three-part question.
Okay. Three-part question.
First question, what if you were with a girl?
My God, people are screaming at Biff. Why are you screaming?
They can't hear him. They can't hear him.
If you're with a girl and you can put any food on her body and lick it off, what would it be?
Yes. That actually is a decent question.
Any food on any part of her body.
Doug, what do you think?
That's not a decent question.
I would say honey.
Honey. Ooh, very nice. Great answer. Great question. Great answer. Wonderful.
That's because it's so sticky, right?
Mm-hmm.
Watch it, Biff.
I like seeing Biff get a soft towel right in front of me.
Okay, let's get a little more clean. What's your favorite cookie, girl?
Chocolate chip.
Chocolate chip. Oh, yeah.
Soft batch or hard?
Great questions, Biff.
Right,
all of them.
Somebody. I like it more soft.
I never heard a girl say that before.
Okay, Doug, this is so wonderful. I mean, this is Aaron Sorkin, like, witty dialogue.
At least it's not seventh grade humor or anything.
You're ordering a pizza. What's your favorite toppings on the pizza?
Girl.
What do you get on your pizza, dude?
Girl. Like a pineapple pizza.
Pineapple pizza, is that right?
Hawaiian pizza, whatever, excuse me. Like Hawaiian pizza.
So just pineapple?
Pineapple with the bacon and all that. Everything's good with bacon on it.
Don't you agree the full strips of bacon are much better than the bacon crumbles?
Than the bits.
I'll throw in some bacon bits late on a Friday. No. That's one of the things I loved about Dillian. Dillian said tonight, in her video, that one of the things that you like is when you go to the clubs because your dad played in a band.
Yeah.
That you kind of understand the scene, the vibe, the whole deal.
So, like, definitely, like, the bars and stuff definitely, like, resemble the strip club, like,
was
atmosphere.
Was he in a lot of bands?
He played, like, a couple of, you know, my uncles and a friend of theirs, they grew up with Diapers In and stuff, all the way up to high school and college and travel and did the
cruise ship. So they kept the band going and do stuff like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, you know, little gigs here and there and stuff. Nothing big.
I have one question myself. I think this is going to wrap the segment up. Are you on board with the Bush's Back movement?
Andy.
Yeah, totally. I've always been.
Wonderful.
Two different answers. Wonderful. So now, Doug, you have two different answers to kind of ponder as we head to commercial break. And think about it.
This is the night I get out of the business.
Yeah, I figured I was going to call Mr. Cohen and tell him.
Yeah, well, he's not there.
Cohen.
He's not there. He's rolling around in his condo in Florida somewhere.
What an appliance this calendar 7 o'clock hour for the ages as we celebrate the 15th anniversary of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Jay, what shows have been on 15 years in St. Louis?
Where
people are getting paid to do them.
Great question.
Important. Right there, that's an important
question. I mean, Guy Phillips, and that's about it.
You think so?
Yep.
Yeah, 15 years. It's Iggy's birthday.
Woo!
We're heading to his... And Dillian Harper is here, and she's talking about having a bush and not having a bush, and it's a whole thing. I can't figure out what she does.
Big question mark.
All right, it's live from Hot Shot. TMA Live. We wrap up the 7 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning App. You'll save me from all I'm up against out
in this world. Everything's getting more expensive these days. Gas, rent, and even your music. While other music services keep jacking up their prices, Live One is letting you lock in the best music membership at the best price. Live One Plus is just $3.99 per month. Get all your favorite music ad-free, along with unlimited skips and maximum audio quality. Beat inflation with the best deal in music at just $3.99 per month. Visit liveone.com/bestmusic to get Live One Plus now.
Cough and cold season is here. Introducing Ricola Max Throat Care, Ricola's most powerful drop yet. It's the best of Swiss nature wrapped around a powerful liquid menthol center for maximum relief from your worst cough and sore throat. Maximum nature for maximum relief. Try the new Ricola Max now, available in the cold and cough aisle. Ricola. It's in our nature.